Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Scott Pressler is doing that as well. You've seen him on Twitter, at Scott Pressler. You can find him online at scottpressler.org. You can also see him in St. Louis right now. Scott, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you, Annie, so much for having me back.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome to St. Louis. It's great to have you in town. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing here?
Absolutely. Yeah, I got in yesterday, the day before I was in Los Angeles, you know, looking at a place to clean up. And tonight at 7 o'clock in Town and Country, we're going to be doing a voter registration training. And if people would like to come to this free event, it's on my Twitter, which is Scott Pressler.
Awesome. So when you have these voter training seminars or training situations, and you've done this across the country before, what kind of things do you talk about? What kind of things do people learn?
Well, mostly I'm here to energize and empower them with the information so they can go out and register new voters. Basically, I'm here to say in a very somber tone that Donald Trump will not win re-election unless we register new Republican voters. So my goal is, I know the tools, I have all the tips and tricks. I want to teach people how to go out there, talk to people, and win over those independent voters to the GOP.
Yeah, people who want to support this president in a win, or who absolutely want to defeat the idea of socialism in a loss. If you've ever thought, I wonder if there's anything I can do, I would assume that this event tonight with you in Town and Country,
this
is the way to do it.
And we're going to have a blast while doing it. I make it fun. You know, sometimes you go to an event and you're like, hey, Annie, and some people are like, hi. No, my events are high energy. This is not low energy Jeb Bush.
I love not low energy Jeb. I love that. So you're trying to, as you said, register new Republicans. I think there's a question out there right now about what a Republican is in 2019 going into 2020. Trump is the leader of this party one way or another.
Yeah.
When people say, you know, you want me to register as a Republican, well, what is a Republican? How do you answer that question?
A Republican is somebody that wants to put the American people first. I am first and foremost, my allegiance is to our people. I don't care if you're black, white, brown, yellow, green, blue, indigo. You are my brother. You are my sister. We put our people first. You know, for me, the most hurtful thing was when I was in Baltimore and I saw the poverty, when I was in LA and I saw the homelessness. I think it's wrong. I'm a Republican that believes we put our people first. I believe in our Constitution. I believe in a limited government. I believe in low taxes. I believe in an America First agenda. That is what a Republican is.
You know, Scott, and I encourage people to follow you at Scott Pressler, where you can get on Twitter, where more of that information is available for people who want to participate tonight. I've said for a long time that I think that Republicans are traditionally defined by what Democrats accuse them of, and then you get to you get to defend yourself to a point, but you spend a lot more time telling people what you aren't than telling people what you actually are. I think there are a lot of people on the Democratic side right now that look at their party and say, this isn't really what I thought I was. Maybe I'm not a Republican, but I know I'm not a Democrat anymore. Is now the time for those individuals to look at what the Republican Party has to offer?
Oh my gosh, yes. This is a redefining time in history of American politics. You're seeing a shift. The Democratic Party is becoming the party of the elitist, the rich, and the Republican Party is the party of the working man, the working class. You know, I call us the Walmart Party, truly. You know, our people aren't extremely rich, but we love our country so much. You know, we fight to put food on our tables for our babies and put them through school, and we just want a good life for our people. That's it.
You know, you talk about the way the party looks right now, and the description that you just gave there is not the old rich white guy description that many would want those that are threatened by the Republican Party to believe. When you go town to town to register people to become registered Republicans and get out the vote, do you see people who aren't the old rich white guys showing up to these events?
Oh my gosh, let me tell you. Well, right now you are talking to, you know, a gay conservative activist. I have never in my life seen so many minority communities within the Republican Party. And even when I was in Baltimore, let me tell you, I have to make this very clear. While some people are talking, while politicians are doing all this tweeting and Facebooking, look at us actually doing. We're going into the community to show through an act of love that we care. And the people of Baltimore were thankful. And this is a majority minority community. So this is the time. This is the time to do the outreach. This is the time to show our heart on our sleeves and to show all Americans that we give a darn, that we care.
Yeah, Scott Pressler joining us right now on Twitter at Scott Pressler. The thing that I just love that you said there is to put our heart on our sleeve. That is a traditional descriptor of liberal America, as people who feel and care and they want to be generous and they think that conservatism is where we hold all of our hoard all of our dollars and we keep them from ourselves and don't want to use them to help other people. But the true greatness that exists in conservatism is that you want to help as much, if not more, than many other people on the other side of the aisle. You just don't think that you have to raise taxes and launder that dollar through the government in order to help somebody. You take what you have, as much as you have or as little as you have, straight to the source of the problem, and you try to make a difference. And that's what you're doing, and you're doing it without some sort of government assistance, government supervision. You're just helping people.
Yeah, well, in fact, when we tried to go help Baltimore, help, we were denied permits for dumpsters, denied, and we were denied after we did the cleaning. Wow. So the government literally did not only try to not help us, but then denied our permit. So I said, you know what, we're going to do it anyway. And despite the billions of dollars that were given to the city of Baltimore, we were able to clean up 12 tons of trash with only $1,500. So maybe the government should hire me and put me in charge and I'll get some things done.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, you talk about how they denied you. Did they give you a reason behind that, or were you just told no?
Yes. Oh, no, here's the great reason. They said, I'm sorry, but we cannot give you a permit for the dumpsters because of lack of parking. Let me tell you, we had 170-plus volunteers come out throughout the day on Monday, the first day that we went, and there was enough parking, so every single volunteer had a place to park their vehicles, in addition to two porta-potties, in addition to two dumpsters.
And that was their excuse. So it's,
yes.
It just seems like an excuse.
Yes.
So, Scott, you can't be everywhere leading the charge all over the place, but these types of events can certainly happen inspired by you, but outside of you. What do you encourage people who are motivated and inspired by your story to do? To, you know, I think that people have that urge, that energy, like, I just want to do something, but they don't know which direction to take that very first step. What's your advice?
Start small. Look, if you're listening right now to on the Annie Fry Show with me, and you're just like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. I want to go pick up trash. I want to do something. Don't feel like you have to change the world. You can be the change that you want to see, even by going in your local community, just picking up trash where you live. Let's show people through our actions, not our words, that we want to do good. So don't think that you have to do this grandiose act. Start small. Start locally. Get a group of five people. Go out on a Saturday. Go pick up some trash. Go donate food to a homeless shelter. Go donate products to a women's shelter. Your actions together cumulatively are going to create something huge. And then also what you can do is you can go to my website, scottpressler.org. There's only one S in Pressler. And you can sign up for our newsletter and how to volunteer, because we want to do these trash cleanups across the country. And let me tell you, our first one was on August 5th. So we've already done two Baltimore cleanups. We've been to Newark, New Jersey, and we've been to Virginia Beach, Virginia. Now we're going to Los Angeles on September 21st. So truly, this has been something that has ignited a flame across the country.
Yeah, absolutely. The coverage of it that I've seen of what you've been doing is fantastic. It's highly motivating. And I would encourage people to go to at Scott Pressler on Twitter to find out more about the event here tonight in St. Louis. You will not be disappointed in town and country. Scott, it's great to have you in the city, and we appreciate you considering St. Louis on this trip across the country that you're doing to get people to register to vote. And I hope floods of people come see you tonight.
Thank you. So glad to be with Annie on your show, and I will always come back.
Awesome. Thank you. Looking forward to hearing how it goes. Scott, we'll talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.